Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Steven Spanauer raced to the Allen Outlet Shopping Center when his son Freddie called just after 3:30 to say there had been shots fired outside the H&M store where he worked.
When I heard those shots and then when the multiple shots happened, my heart just immediately just dropped.
And I was on the phone with 911 and I was telling them, we have a mass casualty incident.
Spanauer says he got there before any first responders.
Great.
And while a handful of people around him recorded videos of the bodies on the ground, he tried to save lives.
I never imagined in 100 years I would be thrust into the position of being the first responder on the site to take care of people.
Spanauer says despite applying CPR, at least three of the victims could not be saved.
The first girl I walked up to was crouched down, covering her head in the bushes, so I felt for her pulse, pulled her head to the side, and she had no face.
But Spanauer says he found a child that survived while covered by his protective mother who died.
And so when I rolled the mother over, he came out and I asked him, are you okay? And he said, my mom's hurt. So rather than traumatize him anymore, I pulled him around the corner, set him down. He was covered from head to toe like somebody had poured blood on him.
It's that awful image that Spanauer and others who witnessed the horror will be haunted by for the rest of their lives.
No one can see what they saw today and not be affected by it. It's not a situation that I would wish upon anybody, JD. It's just unfathomable to see the carnage. It's tough when you see a family that's out shopping, having fun, get wiped off the face of the earth because somebody with a gun has some other type of issue.
It's the Hunger Games, everybody. It's the Hunger Games, except the Hunger Games takes place in a dystopian future, and this is happening in Texas, which is a dystopian present. Wait, Texas? I thought you said don't mess with you. They're messing with you. They're messing with your kids. They're messing with your shopping. They're messing with your freaking elementary schools. I mean, this mass shooting happened 8 days after the last mass shooting in Texas. Honestly, I don't know what else to say to people about, you know, this. Obviously, you know, they're on the right. They're going to start talking to you about mental illness. They're going to start, except Texas sucks at mental illness. I mean, there's a shortage of mental health care professionals in Texas. Nobody wants to practice there. There's like, 2,000 available beds in Texas mental hospitals and 700 of them are unusable. Why? No staff. So, I mean, your governor is a piece of work, is what he is. But honestly, sitting there saying, well, why did he do it? I mean, I need to know why he did it. He loves guns and he enjoys shooting people with them. Is that not good enough for you? I mean, obviously, the guy's name is Mauricio Garcia. The story now is that he is some sort of a neo-Nazi white supremacist incel. Did nobody tell him that the name Mario Garcia isn't a good fit for the neo-Nazi white supremacist incel crowd? I don't know. I'm not sure. Do they have an outreach thing going on at the neo-Nazi, white supremacist incel group? Is it some sort of an out? Because, you had last week Enrique Tarrio from the Proud Boys. He was part of the Proud Boys, which is a male chauvinist white supremacist organization. Just got sentenced to, he didn't get sentenced. He was found guilty of seditious conspiracy. So something really weird is going on with the white supremacy crowd. Because you're being infiltrated by people named Mauricio Garcia. Do you know what I'm saying? You really need to check yourselves because you're being infiltrated is what it is.
That really is an oxymoron. The white supremacy crowd is getting a little more inclusive. That's,
I mean,
I don't know what to feel about that.
Oh, well, just call Ron DeSantis. He'll put an end to it right away. I honestly, you know, if we don't call Ron DeSantis and tell him to put a stop to the infiltration of the white supremacy crowd by, you know, guys named Maurizio Garcia and Enrique Tarrio, we're going to end up with more diversity in white supremacist groups than we have in Florida universities. Just saying.
Somebody should tell DeSantis that the white supremacists here are getting woke. They're getting woke. They're including people who are brown and have him attack.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is that this is just like Hunger Games, except we don't have Jennifer Lawrence. We don't have a really pretty shooter, you know, and we don't have, you know, like archery skills, and we don't have Stanley Tucci, you know, as Caesar Flickerman, so that they could blame the Jews or some such crap. And, you know, of course, Stanley Tucci, he had purple hair in the Hunger and glow in the dark teeth. But that, see, that's too woke. That's too woke for them. So they'll reject that this is Hunger Games type behavior. But I swear to God, Greg Abbott had the audacity. Why did he do it? Why?
I'll be going up to Allen later today to begin the process of providing hope and healing. But I got to tell you,
healing.
There are questions that are lingering that the families want answers to. And that is, why did this happen? Why did the government do this? How did this happen? And I know that those families need an answer as quickly as possible.
Why did this happen? Well, because he's a gun nut who likes to shoot people. That's why it happened. And, you know, the families want to know. I don't think the families actually asked you anything except whether or not you would ban assault weapons in the state of Texas. Or just say to people, you could have assault weapons, but you can't take them out of your house. You want assault weapons to protect your home and hearth? You want assault weapons to shoot freaking hogs with? Okay, fine. Just don't take them out of your house. Don't bring them to a shopping mall. Don't put them in your car. Don't bring them to a school. You know what I mean? Because they kept telling us that if, you know, they had more guns, we would be safer. We would be a much more polite society. Right. This was the sell. This was the pitch. This was what they were telling us. And Texas has more guns per capita than any other place in the United States. And they have more gun violence than any other state in the United States. So that particular theory is out the freaking window. Honestly. So what are we going to, you know, soothe ourselves in the fact that the gunman was tied in with white supremacist neo-Nazis? Sorry, right-wingers, you have to own this guy. He wasn't, you know, an illegal. I'm sure if he was an illegal, Abbott would have pointed it out right away. I'm sure if the victims weren't legal citizens, Abbott would have pointed it out right away. So you know everybody that was shot and killed and the shooter, too, were all legal, because if they were, if they weren't, he wouldn't say the families need to know. He would say their lives didn't matter. They were here illegally anyway, like he did in Cleveland, Texas, like he did last week. Last week. Now, what kind of a governor presides over this kind of carnage and does nothing? What kind of a person is that? America has some very perverted notion about what freedom looks like, sounds like, smells like, what freedom is. Freedom is not just for the person who wants to shoot people at the outlet mall or at the elementary school. You've got some twisted version of freedom is a sense of tranquility. It's the absence of violence. It's the absence of death. It's the absence of war. Don't you know what the preamble to the Constitution actually says about tranquility and the general welfare of the people? And why we have a Constitution in the first place? Why we sought to set this this government up? It had nothing to do with you having an assault weapon. Okay, this is some perverted idea that freedom is for just an individual, one person, and that it isn't about the entirety of the country. It's not about the general welfare of the people, and that we the people really meant the people. It meant you. And as long as you're free to own whatever kind of, you know, weapon you want, then there's freedom. That's just some perverted, twisted idea about it. Is it too soon? Is it too soon? Because, you know, last time we waited, 8 days, it happened again. It happened again. There'll be a sequel.